Hello there and welcome to episode 5 of the Being Happy podcast. I'm Gareth Boot. Hope you're well. Nice to have you here. I want to talk in this episode about gratitude. I did a post this morning on my Facebook page, which I really liked when I read it. I kind of wake up in the morning and I spend some time just feeling into what I want to post that day. And this morning I just felt really a lot of gratitude. I was doing a bit of meditation and I thought, you know what? I felt really appreciative and grateful for some of the things I had going on in my life. So I put the quote on this morning, and the quote was, "Gratitude turns what we have into enough." And I like that. And I want to talk about gratitude in relation to your self-development. I believe that your happiness comes when you're overcoming the challenges you face in life, or if you're working towards something that you want, so overcoming challenges or going towards goals. Now, the thing with dealing with goals is that kind of is saying that where I am right now is not what I want to be. So let's get that straight. If you're going towards something, it's because you want something different. And equally the same if you're trying to overcome challenges. And those challenges could be many things. They could be health challenges. They could be emotional challenges, career challenges. Again, you're not wanting to be in that place. By overcoming that challenge, you're going to be in a different place when you've overcome it. That kind of makes sense. So either way, you're moving away from something towards something else. It's important that while we're doing that, we're grateful for the things we have right now. So for instance, let's say one of your goals might be, and I'm going to make this materialistic and only because people will kind of get this. Let's assume you drive a car at the moment, and that might be quite an old car and it's not very reliable and you would like another car. That could be a goal you're working towards. I would like a nicer motor car. I think that makes sense and it's not a bad thing to go towards, but you really still have to be appreciative of the car you've got and grateful of the car you currently have. Instead of thinking this car's just garbage and I want something newer and better because this one's rubbish, that's not showing gratitude for what you currently have. You've kind of got to show gratitude and say, you know what? I'm grateful for the car I've got. I'm grateful that this car I've got, it might be old and it might not be that reliable, but it's still better than what some people have, which is no motor car. And I'm grateful for it. But I'm also grateful for the fact now that I would like to move towards getting a better car, a nicer car. So then you're still appreciative of what you've got and you're still moving towards it, but you've got reasons for moving towards it because, you know, you want to have more reliability, you want to have something that's maybe more comfortable to drive, but you're still grateful for what we have. Same with other overcoming challenges. Now, I need to be careful with this because I've mentioned this in the past and people have got triggered or upset by this when they say, you know, how can you be appreciative of bad things happening in your life? I'm not saying you should be. We should never make things bad that's happened to us, especially if those things can be quite horrible, abusive, violence. If that's happened towards us, we shouldn't be grateful for that. You know, thank you for this person abusing me or being violent towards me. But what you can be grateful for is the fact that I am grateful that, you know, I'm now turning this around. I'm grateful that I'm moving away from that. I'm grateful for the fact that I've got the mindset now to try to look at wanting better in my life. It's trying to be grateful for everything we have. I don't think that people should live a life with nothing. I think that there's two really kind of sides to the same coin here. One is there's people with absolutely nothing. I mean, you've only got to put the news on or walk around any city, certainly in the UK, and you'll see homeless people, people that don't have even the basic needs met. So if you can wake up tomorrow morning in a home with a roof over your head, in a warm house and have some food to eat, you know, there's something to be grateful for there. Yes, it might not be the best house. It might not be the best food. But it's still more than a lot of people have. So we've got to be grateful for that. So being grateful and gratitude allows us to kind of feel good about what we've got and still allows us to move towards wanting something different or better in life, because we always should be looking to improve ourselves and improve our situation. Now, the flip side to people having not enough is there's people that have got way too much. And I think we all know that. I mean, just recently in the UK, there's been a lot of hoo-ha about Philip Green and, you know, the ways allegedly dealt with his staff, and this is a guy that's got phenomenal amount of money. I mean, he's a billionaire, and everything I hear about this man, although I don't know him personally, so I can't talk from a personal perspective, I can say that everything I'm told about him doesn't paint him in a great light. He's got way too much, and in many ways I see an element of greed there. He's not grateful for what he's got, and you know, he's grateful and he's moving towards improving his life. He could help so many more people out with the money he has, but he chooses not to. Now, I'm sure he will tell it in a different way if he was ever asked, and he'll see himself as probably quite philanthropic. Is that the right? I can't even spell it, but you know what I mean. He does good. But the point I'm making here is having way too much, having way too little, is not a great place to be. I think a lot of people that have got far too much are very unhappy, and a lot of people that have nothing are very unhappy. You can see that in the behaviour. We only have got to look at, we see pop stars and film stars, people that have got more financial wealth than I will ever see, sort of committing suicide, getting addicted to drugs and alcohol because they're unhappy with their life. So I think the two extremes make you unhappy. The mid-ground for me is having your needs met and being grateful for having those needs met. Still doesn't, it doesn't preclude you from trying to get something better in your life. We should always be aiming to be better, better physically, better emotionally, better mentally. Always trying to improve gradually. This is what I kind of push with people. So don't look to take on big, wonderful goals. Just try to improve yourself a little bit every day. And if you improve yourself a little bit every day in the areas of your life that are important, eventually you'll look back and you'll come a long way. But gratitude is so important. So if you're looking to change something, be grateful for what you currently have. Or, like I say, if it's a circumstance you're trying to, a challenge you're trying to overcome that's a little bit unpleasant for you to think about, then be grateful for the fact you have now made the decision to move on from that. Gratitude is so important when you move towards happiness. When we become more grateful, we tend to become happier. And I mentioned this in a couple of posts recently on Facebook, that the happier we are, the kinder we tend to be, and the kinder we tend to be, the happier we tend to be. So bring gratitude into that. Gratitude, happiness, kindness. These are nice things to be if we are being genuine. And I'm going to just kind of qualify what I mean by that. If you're doing something and helping people and being kind with the sole purpose of being seen to be kind, or to get something back off that person, that's not, for me, giving unconditionally. You've got to give because you feel it's the right thing to do. Same with your gratitude. When you're grateful and you're genuinely grateful, you're not just saying it because you want to be heard to say, I'm grateful for it. You've got to mean it at a deep level, an understanding of what I call soul level. Gratitude. So as I sit in here this morning recording this podcast, I am so grateful that A, I've got the ability to speak and talk and communicate, because some people don't. I'm recording this through quite a nice microphone, which I'm very fortunate and lucky to have, onto a computer, which some people won't have. So for me, I'm grateful to be sat in my office. I'm grateful for the fact that I do my work at home at the moment. I'm grateful for the fact that I live in a home that I own, that I've got food in the cupboard. I can find even the smallest things to be grateful for. So when I'm starting to feel down or low or fed up with myself, I know it's because I'm not counting my blessings. People talk about this, especially if you're kind of religious and you follow a particular faith. It's all about being grateful. You know, I'm grateful for the blessings that I'm given. Look for those blessings, find those blessings, be grateful for them. And even if, and I give you this, is I work on this as an extreme with people, but if you wake up tomorrow and you tell me, I have got nothing at all to be grateful for today, nothing in my life I am grateful for, because everything is bad, I've nothing to be grateful for, I can tell you now that's completely wrong. I will find you something to be grateful for. If I knew you and I was talking to you, I could, after 5 minutes, give you half a dozen things to be grateful for. But even if I've never spoke to you, even if I've never met you, and if you listen to this podcast for the first time and you think I've nothing to be grateful for, the fact you're actually listening to this and you're alive is something to be grateful for. I am grateful for another day on earth. That's how simple this thing is. Gratitude is easy. It's something you can do simply. All you've got to do is change what you're looking at. One person can look at the same situation or circumstance as somebody else, and yet they can experience it in a completely different way. And the people that seem to have most happiness in life, which then turns into more kindness, which turns into more gratitude, are the ones that look at things in a positive light. And it's not just about, you know, speak positive. It's a mindset, it's positivity. What can you see, even in this difficult situation, that is... that I can be grateful, I can be happy about? And I'm going to give you this just so you know I'm just not talking bollocks, and I'll give you something out of my own life, which I think you'll get, is this. In 2008, my dad died. Just didn't wake up one morning. I got a phone call from mum, your dad's died. Didn't expect it. It was a heart attack and he died. Boom. Now, I could have chose to feel very sad about that, and I did grieve, and it would have been unnatural not to grieve. But I chose from a very, very early point in that. So he died on the Sunday morning, and even by Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, I was starting to feel grateful. I didn't feel sad and kind of pissed off as to, you know, why has God done this and blame somebody else? You know, why has my dad been taken away from me? I started to count the blessings of having him in my life at all. So I don't look back and I don't feel sad that he's not here. I feel happy that I had the time with him. So even in that extreme circumstance of losing a close relative, you can say, do you know what? I'm grateful that I had that time with him. I'm glad I had those. At the time, it was 38 years. So I am so appreciative that I had those 38 years with my father and had a great relationship with him. So I could even find something to be grateful for about that. Like I say, it's a practice. It does take time. It's not always easy straight away. You have to get into the habit of being grateful. But start it today. And if you want a little tip as to what to do, get yourself a little notepad. You can even do it on your phone if you have notes on your phone. And just write down every single morning 5 things you are grateful for before you do anything else in the day. Wake up and just write down 5 things you're grateful for. And if you do that consistently and keep doing that, you'll be surprised how more things will come up. You'll start to see gratitude and appreciation, even the smallest things. And like I say, if you find that difficult, you can start every day with one thing. If you woke up, be grateful for that. Make that the first thing on your gratitude list. So there you go. A little bit of a podcast there on gratitude. So if you've liked it and you don't already subscribe to the podcast, please subscribe. If you don't already like my Facebook page, you can go across there. If you search for Gareth Boot, Being Happy, you'll find it, like it. There's an inspirational quote up on there every day, so get involved in that. And if you want to ask me any questions or get into contact, you can do that through my website, which is garethboot.com. So thank you for listening, and until the next podcast, take care and be grateful. Bye-bye.